Reintegration. A homecoming is just another word for the sublimation of self, fan fiction. Written by Embroidery. Read by God of Laundry Baskets. There were those who said, when humans discovered space travel, that they should go colonize Mars and leave Earth to sort itself out. There were those who pointed out, immediately after, that that would mean leaving a planet full of instances to sort itself out. Luckily, scientists and philosophers have had decades to mull that over. Space travel is still not commonplace enough for the dilemma to impact your daily lives. Their daily lives, you should say, because space travel has impacted yours. Yours, hers, yours. It's impolite to refer to one pair of instances as the original. At the moment of instantiation, two instances are created simultaneously from one. The way multiverses split off when even the minutest decision is made. They diverge like a Y intersection, identical except for the direction they go. It's not as though one instance made the decision that split the pair into two, the other instance a mere hapless bystander. That's what they say, anyway. Still, you, the one of you that stayed on Earth, can't help feeling like you were the clone, and the you, the one of you that went to Mars, were the original. It didn't help that your, her co-workers looked at you with ill-disguised pity. You, she, had worked hard to earn yourself a place on that shuttle. She had reaped the benefits while you stayed on Earth. As soon as she returned, tired but happy, you, she reunited at your, her apartment. You made her coffee in a mug she didn't recognize. You'd bought it while she had been away. She took her first sip, closing her eyes to savor the taste of the first real coffee she'd had in years. She let go of the mug, expecting it to float the way it would on the shuttle, and it shattered on the floor. You laughed, and she laughed, and you went to get the mop. She immediately offered to disinstantiate. You thought about this while she was gone, curious about the memories you would absorb from her. You'd always thought you'd agree right away, but when the offer was right in front of you, it suddenly felt like a huge decision. The two of you slept on it for a couple of nights, her in your her bed, you on your her futon, before you agreed, like you always knew you would. Now here you are, reunited. It's stranger than you could have ever imagined. You have been to Mars. You have never been to Mars. Holding both these truths in mind at the same time feels like trying to look at the tip of your nose. You only have one nose, but your two eyes have each a different perspective. If you look at your nose with one eye at a time, you see one half of your nose as solid as the rest of your face. If you look at your nose with both your eyes, you see two half noses. You can see through each half-nose to whatever lies beyond. The part of you that didn't go to Mars remembers long nights monitoring the shuttle's progress and keeping your instance safe. Replays her memories, your memories. You zoom through an inky black sky dotted with stars and galaxies 1,000 times clearer than anything you could ever see from Earth. You approach Mars, a tiny marble growing larger and larger until the red planet takes up your entire field of view. You bounce over dusty red ground, as light as a feather. It's a bit like watching a movie. You get sucked in as though it becomes your life for those 90 minutes, until you remember that it's only a movie. Having lived it, though, it's also like watching a documentary you filmed, You remember all of it. You were there. Not only do you remember the things that made it onto the screen, but you remember all the unglamorous bits from behind the scenes. You remember the first several times you used the toilet on the shuttle, attempting to brush your teeth in low gravity, bending yourself into pretzels, trying to change into fresh clothes. Seeing what she, you, experienced makes you smile and laugh, and your eyes tear up, preparing to well over. It's the sort of thing that, if she was a friend and not you, would make you want to hug her. You wrap your arms around yourself and squeeze yourself tight. Mars you hugs Earth you, an apology for leaving, and Earth you hugs Mars you, in acceptance of the apology. You hug yourself and think about the joys of space. The end. Thank you for listening.